Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ventura, California.
I'm in Corpus Christi.
From Ohio.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada and I love seeing things from a new point of view. And welcome to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today we'll talk to Caroline, an artist born into music on the West Coast, Reciter, a filmmaker from Texas who's putting some originality into TikTok, and Lacey, a creator from Ohio who's educating people about the condition she lives with, cerebral palsy. But first, this week at Blonde Radio on Instagram, I asked you this week's question. What's a relationship in your life you're proud or grateful to have? Here's what you had to say.
Hey Brad, my name's Elise and I'm calling from Florida. I think the relationship that I'm the proudest to have made is the one that I've culminated with one of my brothers. I haven't always had the best relationship with him. I've just been able to more recently become closer with him. He's just been there to support me and like help me through everything that I've been going through recently. And I just can't think of a time in the past year and a half or 2 years that he hasn't been there for me in the split second. Or if I ever call, he's always there for me. And recently he's been actually traveling and it's been really hard to not be able to see him since I spent my whole life seeing him. And yeah, but I'm really glad that I have the relationship that I do have with him.
Hi, my name is George, calling from Greece. A relationship that I am grateful to have is the long distance relationship I currently have with my girlfriend, and it's going incredibly well. We're like 3 months in and we're feeling great about each other. I hope it never really ends.
Hey, my name is Justice and I'm from Windsor, Ontario. A relationship that I'm proud of having in my life is with my friend Omar. We've met each other in grade 9. We ran track together and there was always a really strong rivalry there, and we're always super competitive, whether it's in track, working out, or playing Naruto. And he taught me to be confident in everything that I do, and that's something that I carry in my everyday life now.
Thanks to everyone for submitting their responses, and we'll hear more answers throughout today's show. Now, here's Caroline.
Hello, I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Caroline.
Caroline, fantastic. How's the day going for you?
It's going pretty well. Just honestly, today's kind of been a chill day after this last weekend. I had pretty fun times with my friends, so just chill day to relax and recover.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I do appreciate, thanks for taking the time to chat. It means a lot.
Yeah, no worries. I love this. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And then where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ventura, California. It's just kind of coastal area, kind of harbor town, right? Basically north of Los Angeles and south of Santa Barbara. And if you can picture that. And then so I'm calling from here and kind of grew up a little bit east from Ventura in this little town called Santa Paula. So kind of been staying in this area my whole life. Nice. Yeah.
I know where some of those places are. So this is good.
Okay, awesome.
Fantastic. Well, at the top here, I'll give you some space to sort of give the elevator pitch on you. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
Okay, cool. Well, I'd say, first of all, I'm right now student at community college. I'm doing that so far, part-time student, part-time job. I'm working as a hostess at a restaurant. So that's going pretty well so far. Trying to balance that life out with also my career goals in music. I want to go into the music industry, something singer-songwriter along the lines. So I've been really trying to focus my attention to that right now. I started playing guitar when I was about 12. So I've always kind of been in that music world. My dad started playing when he was like 16. So I'd go to gigs with him like when I was growing up, and he just kind of like introduced me into that world and I just fell in love. Like that's just been my life ever since I was little. I just remember my dad playing in the guitar. I was going to a gig with him and like sitting in the bar thinking I was so cool. Like that's my dad. Like up on the stage, it's so cool. He's in a band. Yeah. So that kind of like sparked that. And then I was a dancer for like 12 years of my life. So that kind of fueled the fire into like the whole entertainment industry fascination. So So right now I'm kind of exploring the songwriter aspect of my my goals in music. So it's been kind of a really cool exploration process for me, I guess. So yeah, that's where I am right now.
That's so sick. I love that. And you kind of touched on it. It kind of leads to my first question here. Do you think that if you weren't in this environment that you would have found music, or are you a product of being so saturated in music, you know, from such an early age?
I've thought about this question a lot myself.
Yeah.
Just like considering, because I guess music, like, I think this is like a known fact, the arts and entertainment industry and music in general is just such a competitive like career to go for. And it's just, I feel like a lot of my reasoning behind settling down and like saying like, this is something I want to do for the rest of my life is because I've had that reassurance, like not only just from like just having the environment around me, I feel like music is like something that's like a part of me.
Yeah.
Like if my dad like wasn't so invested in music, I mean, my mom's a nurse and my parents are divorced. And like the one thing that kept me sane throughout all of that was music. And I wasn't at the time of like the divorce, which is like super messy and tumultuous and everything. But the one thing that kept me grounded was music in my life. And I was kind of like, like I said, at the time I was kind of separated from my dad. Like I was living with my mom and stuff. So like I wasn't really exposed to the music anymore as much as I was when I was little. So it was kind of like a reassuring period for me. And it, I guess like a growth period for me, because it was like, oh, this is something that like I'm super, super passionate about. And I didn't have dance anymore. I wasn't really like super confident in my body and myself because, you know, all these things were changing in my life and like things were just like crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one thing that kept me grounded was music. And I was just like so happy to find such an amazing creative and emotional outlet for me. It was like, it was just a great period for me, I guess. And in a crazy environment, but in a good way, you know?
to have that anchor and outlet, that's really special. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So at least from what I can tell, the passion for music obviously goes beyond creating and performing it. So much of your feed is dedicated to artists I'm assuming you look up to. Who would you say has had the greatest impact on you as an artist?
Oof. I feel like this is one of the toughest questions you can ask like a musician or anything. It's like, who's your favorite artist or what's your favorite album? It's hard to really like hone in on like one, but currently one of the most inspirational artists, and I feel like one that's really speaking to me at the moment in my life, like where I'm at right now, is The Killers.
Yeah.
They just released one of their new albums, Pressure Machine. That's the new album. And so a lot of it is mature songwriting for them. They're kind of, you know, in their past discography, it's been kind of more like pop, like fun rock. But this new album was like extremely mature and kind of was like talking about like a small town and the middle class and the working class. And it kind of reminded me so much of like my own life and my childhood and like where I am now, about questioning like who you are, what you're supposed to be, you know, who people want you to be, and just kind of figuring out, I guess, growing up and just like the story of like your life. And how do I even say it? it's such like a big topic. I don't know. It's so heavy of a thing to talk about and to song, I guess, to write songs about, and they do it in such a simple manner. And I absolutely love that. I think I really look up to artists that can do that, like Tom Petty, or you think of like Bruce Springsteen, people that are just amazing songwriters, and they can put such complex like situations and themes into such simple words. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And I really aspire to do something like that.
Oh yeah. I love that. Especially like to, you know, have an album and a piece of work that covers such a transitional period. It's not a tough one. It's a tough one to go through. Yeah.
It's a tough one to go through, especially because you're like, I would never know what to do with myself if I didn't have like music to relate to, or like keep me sane, or like, oh, this is something I'm like experiencing and they're talking about it. And I know like thousands of other people are listening to this song too and are going through the same thing. So it's something that kind of keeps us like a universal aspect to it, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, that's great. What would you say, and this is the bigger question, answer to within your comfort, but what would you say is the biggest thing holding you back right now, between where you're currently at and where you want to be?
The biggest thing for me right now is probably struggling with my mental health.
Yeah.
One of the things I've kind of been going through, I've found myself in this funk recently where I'm really not myself, I guess. And there's like two aspects that I look at it. Mm-hmm. In one aspect, I'm struggling school-wise to get my work done and to do these like assignments that really I have no interest in. And then in a second aspect, in my social life and more of my career side of music, I'm really finding where I need to be and where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like one of the biggest things, like mental health wise, a lot of these past traumatic experiences in my life are kind of catching up to me that I've kind of been pushing down for too long. And now I'm seeing the other end of the stick where I'm kind of buried with all these emotions and these feelings and these past traumatic experiences. I think I'm just burnt out and I'm just tired of like trying to mask it all with like a happy-go-lucky personality, which I always try to have. I feel like in general, I'm a happy person. You know, I'm really positive. I'm always making my friends laugh. And I think most of that comes from just like basically masking it all. I feel like I'm always my friend's therapist.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, like, I love helping my friends out. I care about them. I want to do whatever they need. And whatever they like, you know, need help with, I'll help them out. I'll be their driver. I'm like doing all these things. And I feel like there's not really anybody that's really there for me. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of been something I've been struggling with. It's like, I feel like I'm always trying to please other people and I haven't really been taking the time to take care of myself. And that's something that I've really been really struggling with.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we hear it all the time. It's not healthy to put it all on the line yeah. for other people, but like when that's who you are, finding yeah. that balance gets a lot trickier.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
and I think that also like plays into just making other people happy. Kind of makes you happy, you know. Mm-hmm. When you do things for other people, it's just kind of spreading the positivity. But I feel like sometimes, you know, if it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
It's okay to face your, it's healthier to face those feelings when you're sad or when you're angry or upset, you know, and not push them down. And I think sometimes it may be easier to mask those feelings and to oppress them, but like it's better and it's healthier to really face those and try to work through them. Cause then in the long run, you're just going to be so much better off.
Totally. No, that's a great point. I love that.
This
week's question is, what relationships in your life are you most proud or grateful to have?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I'd say my relationship probably with my dad,
yeah.
and then my relationship with my best friend. And I feel like my relationship with my dad is kind of always, like I said, with the music and everything. Obviously, we're really close. I really look up to him. He's a very, very hard worker. And He's always just been that to me, just an amazing, caring person. He's really selfless. He'd do anything for anybody else at any time. He's just super, I mean, he's stubborn and he's crazy and he's lively and he's just all the things that I really hope to be one day. Super committed, super dedicated. I mean, the man works so many hours a week, wakes up at 4 a.m, doesn't get home till like 7 or 8 in the night. And he just has a lot of show for it. I mean, he's all of his friends can speak so highly of him. And I just think he's an amazing role model and mm-hmm. definitely someone to look up to. And my best friend, Lindsay, she just came back from military school. She's going to be leaving for the Marines.
Oh,
I'm super proud to have her back with me and to just to be proud of all her accomplishments, because she's really came from a really rough place in her life and now she's just in such a better environment and she's doing so many good things for herself and I'm so proud of her. So
that's huge.
That's something really proud of. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, oh my goodness. I don't know if coming to a space in your life where you can say like these are relationships like I'm so grateful to have. That's
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's something I try to be mindful of and think of. And, you know, times get tough, especially in the past year and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, definitely.
But to look at the people around you and, yeah, really acknowledge and take value of them. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny because my friend Lindsay, she ended up leaving for military school right when a lot of these traumatic and tumultuous events started happening. I've had kind of a tough and rocky relationship with my mom. So my whole life, and she has struggled with a lot of mental health issues. And I feel like some of those have maybe actually are obviously playing into my mental health kind of
right.
me masking all that stuff. But my friend, she left me when basically all those things were going on. So I'm like, I have nobody to like talk to. And luckily, you know, I had my dad there, but it's kind of, you know, you want someone else to talk to that's not your father sometimes.
Yeah. That slightly, what's the word? Detached perspective, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your time and your words. It means a lot.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
It was a lot of fun. Any exciting plans the rest of your day?
I'm actually craving some pizza, so I might go down to Topper's Pizza and grab me something.
Ooh, that sounds awesome to enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you so much. It was lovely to chat.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Always. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Hi, I'm Edith and I'm from LA. One relationship that I'm proud of or grateful to have is my boyfriend. We started dating recently, but I was like in love with this guy for 4 years. Recently, I believe in July, he asked me out, and now we've been dating for what, 3 months? And I honestly, with you, I was at a really dark place in my life before we were dating, and now that we're dating, it's like everything's like peaches and cream. I love it, and he's just really nice, and he appreciates me. Something I aspire to be, because he's so smart, and I just love him so much. Thank you.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Nick.
Nick, the official name. I was snooping around for it, but
yeah, I don't know why I don't make it public, but I go by Nick or Nicholas, whatever.
Fantastic. So. That's awesome. Sweet. Well, how's the day going for you so far?
Good. Just shooting videos, doing homework, the usual. So. The usual.
Love to hear it. I appreciate you taking the time out of the day to chat. It means a lot.
Of course. Yeah. I love to talk about myself. So this is perfect.
I'm glad I could facilitate. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm in Corpus Christi. So, specifically.
Oh my God. Listen, as someone who has very little knowledge, I mean, I live in Canada, but I hear Corpus Christi, my heart just goes to like Brockhampton. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Just down South Texas on the beautiful. Ocean. It's all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
Not the greatest place, but where are you at in Canada?
West Coast, kind of like right above Washington, right across from Vancouver on an island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, right?
Rent is crazy here, but every day I wake up and look out my window and I go, oh, it's okay.
I bet, yeah. Awesome.
Well, I'll give you some space here, kind of at the top, to give the elevator pitch on you. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I would just say, like, I'm a reciter. I like to create these short little cinematic videos. I go on a TikTok and I see there's like a lot of like repetition, a lot of like the same stuff being done over and over and over. And I really like to kind of like take popular sounds and audios and trends and kind of give them like a little bit of a cinematic twist. You know, whenever you only have 15 seconds to kind of get an audience's attention, I like to add a little bit of, I guess, a cinematic kind of twist, like a tiny bit of like a story, something a little bit deeper. You know, it's not crazy. Like, I'm not making like a movie or anything, but I kind of just wanted to add a little bit more. And I started out taking quotes from books, songs, movies, stuff like that. And I would kind of visualize those, turn them into a video. And then I started moving on to song lyrics, really popular. And I just, whatever's kind of popular on TikTok, I've been doing. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what reciters become. And I just try to put out 3 to 5 videos a week and kind of try to listen to what people like. And that's what I do. So that's where I'm at right now.
That's sick. It's been so exciting. I remember seeing one of your first early ones. I think you're laying on some hillside and the wind is catching the pages in the book.
Yeah, that was like my first like one that kind of got a little bit. That was one of my favorites though. I'm amazed that
it holds up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. That's like one of my personal favorites. I'm so happy that you liked that one.
Hell yeah. And watching like from there to where you are now, you've just have caught so many people's attention for doing what you're doing, adding a little bit extra to the that's a good the monotony sometimes that TikTok can produce. So kudos to you. When would you say it sort of clicked for you that you were, you know, drawn to the visual medium? Because even like, let's be honest, like your first early videos, still insane quality. Like there's a history here. Where did that start?
When I was like 12, I don't know if you're familiar with the app iMovie. Like that's like, yeah. Like everybody, I feel like everybody has like used iMovie for like home videos or like a school project or something. When I was like 12, I used to like, I'm going to say direct, but yeah. Like I would direct, like me and my friends and I lived on like a cul-de-sac and all my friends, like the five of us would get together and we would make like little movies with like, we would use like sticks for swords and whatever in our backyards as like castles and trampolines and all that kind of stuff. And I would film on my little iPad and then I would go and edit the videos together and we'd post them on YouTube and get like 3 views and I loved doing that and I kind of forgot about it. And whenever I was 18, I started to kind of get a little bit more interested in it. And I saw a lot of that on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's like really cool that people are doing this. And it kind of like made me remember my past of doing those little home videos that I always loved to do, I guess.
Yeah.
So just for fun, I started making the TikToks and then, I was like, wow, I really, really liked it. So I was originally going to major in psychology whenever I went to college. And I was like, just because it sounded vaguely interesting. But I was like, nah, forget that. I'm gonna major in making videos. So that's what I've done. And it's kind of just taken off from there.
That's sick. I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, art, like anything, but especially in art, kind of builds on the shoulders of other art. You know, I look at your work and as someone who's been on the app for a bit over a year now, I'm seeing the visuals of Ethan Frank and Rowie, but then also I see the storytelling of someone like Scorpio Sierra. But that's just me. That's just what I'm projecting. Who would you say have been your influences or inspirations, either on the app or off the app?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, like off the app, I take a lot of my inspiration from Wes Anderson.
Yeah,
Wes Anderson. Yeah, like a lot of his shots are like super symmetrical. And I just think that's really appealing. And that's like, it's like a really good like eye catcher for a hook if you need like 2 seconds to get somebody's attention. But on the app, like there's like tons of really good like cinematic TikTokers, whatever the term is.
Yeah.
And I'm going onto my Instagram now to see who I'm following or my TikTok says, yeah, Ethan and his name's Samba.
Yeah, I love his stuff. His color grading is wild.
It's insane. Yeah. And then Dodd Ford for editing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with any of these people, but
yeah, I saw you guys did a little collab, which is so cool.
Yeah, we did that Dune collab. Yeah. I Feel Good on TikTok. He's great as well. Those are the people that come to mind right now at the moment. Totally. But there's tons of people. I'm always on TikTok and there's like tons of really, really amazing people on TikTok.
Yeah. And that's, you know, the cool and sometimes scary thing about the algorithm is you find so many like-minded people making some really cool stuff.
Yes, yeah. Very true. Yeah.
So something I love so much, and you've talked about, I think you have an Instagram highlight kind of dedicated to it, is how much you advocate that anyone can do this, anyone can film, especially now we've all got phones in our pockets, we're more capable than ever. So besides that, the sort of a perceived lack of equipment, what else do you think stops people from taking that jump into creating something?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, at least it was for me, it's just like this, like comparing yourself, like yeah. You go watch a movie or even on TikTok, like there's people doing insane cinematic stuff on TikTok. I'll compare my videos to them and I'll compare like my ideas and stuff. And a lot of the time, you know, you just think that like you're not good enough. Like it's not worth it. Like I can't do this. So why should I bother doing that? You know? Mm-hmm. So I feel besides like thinking that you don't have the equipment, I feel like a lot of people think that they like what they want to do is just not worth it. And it's like, it's totally worth it because like the biggest thing for me is that every video I make, I get a little bit better. So I feel for a lot of people, they think that like they don't have anything worth shooting a video about. And it's like you can shoot a video about anything and it'll always be worth it. So
totally. Some of my favorite advice I've heard, and it was like the first week of doing these calls, is like if you work at something every day, it's impossible to get worse at it. And that's
absolutely
it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so true.
Good little nugget I've held on to. Cause yeah, even 5% better than your last video is not an impossible goal. And if you keep that up, you know, you're gonna see huge changes.
Yeah, no.
So kind of in closing, we have like a theme or question of the week, and this is gonna kinda pivot a bit from arts maybe. But this week's question is, what relationships in your life would you say you're the most proud or grateful to have?
Oof, that's a great question. What relationships in my life am I most proud and grateful to have? I'll go with my family, I guess. Mm-hmm. With TikTok, and I'm in college now, and now, like, I've moved away out of the house. It's like super easy to get busy and get distracted and be focused on other stuff. And mm-hmm. so I've tried to stay connected with the people I've left behind at like my hometown. And so I would say I'm definitely most proud of to still have a close relationship with my mom and my little sister and my brother and all that kind of stuff. Cause it's easy. Cause you know, they have to love you, you know, yeah. They have to always be there for you. So it's like, it's easy to just kind of disappear for a couple of months and then show up and be like, hey, like, can I sleep here for the week and mm-hmm. eat and y'all feed me and all that. So I'm proud that I'm still super connected with them and I don't take advantage of that kind of hospitality.
Totally.
But yeah, that's it.
and yeah, as you're saying, like it's you know, they have to, they're forced there, but then also
they have to, yeah. Yeah.
I think that speaks to it, like a good, healthy relationship you have with the, you know, your family. Cause I, you know, not everyone has that. So I'm so stoked that could have that going for you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I wanted to follow that. Like, yeah. The fact that I take that for granted mm-hmm. is goes to show like how privileged I am. Cause you're just helping me realize that that's actually not how it works for everybody. Yeah. Some people's families, like if you, yeah, absolutely. So, mm-hmm. But thank you for helping me realize that. But yeah, that is my answer.
Thank you for sharing. And would you? I guess I'm curious, like, are you at a point with your family and your parents, and do you have siblings or?
Yeah. So I have a little sister who is 12, and I have an older brother who's 22, I believe.
Yeah. Do you feel like you can go to them with like any facet of life, whether it be like emotional problems, like actual hey, help me move problems, or like, you feel like there's a venue there for everything?
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like with every single one of them, I can mm-hmm. go to them for something like if I have like a problem, I go to each one for like something specific. Mm-hmm. But I can go to any of them for everything. So I'm really lucky to have that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cherish that. That's huge. And mm-hmm. sweet. Well, I do want to thank you again for your time and words for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Of course, those are great questions, and and I'm super excited that you reached out to me. I love what you do.
Means a lot. Means a lot.
Okay, thank you so much. I had a great time.
Sweet. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Awesome. You have a good day.
Hey, too. Ciao.
Bye.
My name is Kira and I'm calling from Ireland. The most person I am grateful for in my life is my dad. He definitely has shaped the way I see things and how I perceive people. And it definitely has helped me realize who my true friends are and who may not always be wanting me for the reasons that I want to be friends with them. I think I'd be a completely different person if I didn't have his guidance in growing up around him. Yeah, I appreciate my dad a lot.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Brad. I'm Lacey. Nice to meet you as well.
For sure. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk. It means a lot.
Oh, no problem.
Awesome. How's your day been going so far?
Good. I just got home from working at the nursing home a couple hours ago. I work in the activities department and I made about 25 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for everyone. So it was a cool day. Busy, but fun.
Busy, but fun. That's a good, that's a good pairing. That's awesome. Sweet. And then where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio. So in rural town in Ohio.
That's awesome. So. Well, off the top here, I'll give you some space to sort of, you know, give the pitch on you. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
Oh, hi. My name is Lacey Bitchquick, and I am 20 years old, and I was born with cerebral palsy. It was really hard during COVID to really make connections. It was hard my entire life to make connections because I live in a small town and no one really understood what it meant to be physically different. I am quite lucky I can walk, I can talk, but everything takes longer and I'm wobbly and shaky and really unsteady. And then in June, I got a job working in a nursing home, and that changed my perspective on life. It gave my life meaning and value. So right now I'm doing really, really well. I'm on TikTok. I'm educating about cerebral palsy and disabilities. And my long-term dream is to make a network for people with disabilities and really anyone to share experiences and to make sure no one feels as alone as I did while I was growing up.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine. So, yeah. And that's so cool. I'm glad that you could have and discover these opportunities. And yeah, as you're saying, finding perspective, that's something I care deeply about. So kind of, and relating to the first message you sent me, how do we, I'm curious, in your opinion, how do we break down the stigma of a quote unquote normal life? What do you wish, you know, people knew about your experience that often goes assumed?
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand that even if someone has a disability, like cerebral palsy, that doesn't mean we don't have feelings. We can feel lonely when we're not included or invited. And at the end of the day, I feel like everyone just wants to be accepted as to who we are and not try to blend into society because that doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, we've all got our own, everyone's on their own path and journey, and try to make it all the same would be very boring.
And everyone has their own struggles, and I'm really trying to think about consciously about not feeling sorry for myself so other people might not feel sorry for me because I have a life. I am very lucky in many, many aspects. I just have to deal with my physical body. So.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How would you, and you spoke to this earlier, but, you know, sharing your experience and educating on social media, does it scare you to be that vulnerable online or is it, you know, comfortable?
It's both because online is interesting because even though it is intimidating, you can hide behind the screen and write, and it is much more comfortable for me to do that versus being in a very small group when people ask you rude questions. And I'm to a point where on the internet, if someone asks me something that I'm like, what the heck did that come from? I can just answer and move on and you wouldn't see my talk.
Right.
You know, I need to be a bit more composed in person. So,
that definitely is a, you know, sometimes social media gets that critique of like, you're not, you know, showing your true self. But then on the other hand, it can make it more accessible because you can, yeah, better have better opportunities to properly compose or like get across what you're trying to say. And especially on TikTok, the attention span on TikTok is crazy.
And I also like that because I cannot focus.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I hope you keep creating and sharing for as long as possible.
I'm planning to.
What would you say is the biggest way you've seen yourself grow in the past year and a half with everything that's kind of been going on?
Well, let me back up.
Yeah.
So we can just start May of 2021. May of 2021, I finally hit the bottom because I'm giving up on school. I make college for social work. I wasn't communications, and that was not going well. I didn't have a job and I wasn't really going anywhere because of COVID. And basically I met this friend online who kind of helped me crack out of my cell, and he was the reason why I started TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
In June, I found a employment internship, summer internship program.
Yeah.
And just for the summer. And that is when I started working at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And I never took any nursing classes. I just take biology and anatomy in high school. But I wasn't nursing material by any stretch of the imagination. I can barely take care of myself by myself. But I knew long before I walked in those doors that everyone in a nursing home or who has struggles of that time are people and deserve respect. And when I started taking care of other people, I started getting in a much clearer mindset. I'm definitely a caregiver, and that is real for someone to say who needs a lot of help cooking and doing whatever.
Totally. And that's so cool because, you know, as someone who I've spent a lot of time over the past year and a bit talking to people, you get so much clarity and sense of self and, you know, idea of who you are by engaging with the world around you and the people around you, and especially like in a constructive way, like helping others. So I'm glad that you found that.
I also feel like this, the age category that I'm working with, very old people, they have had some amazing experiences that they love to share with young people. And I've been keeping a small journal, and it's just mind-boggling the amount of stuff that some of these people remember, yet they don't know how to eat. It's interesting.
The mind is such a beautiful thing.
It is.
I hope for us and anyone listening that, you know, we retain our mental state as long as possible. Just because, you know, your physical state as you get older, or maybe you have different complications in life, doesn't take away from everything that you can accomplish and create and memories and all that. It's so, so valid.
Yeah.
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 So in closing here, we kind of have a question or a theme of the week. So this week's question is, what relationships in your life would you say you're most proud or grateful to have?
Oh, wow. I can go a million different directions.
Yeah.
So I am very, very grateful for my parents who put up with me for 20 years and would like me to be in their lives for the rest of their lives. And I think the one person I was talking about earlier who encouraged me to bloom, I don't know where I would be without him.
Mm-hmm.
Nor some of the people in the nursing home who basically showed me that my life has value. And I also appreciate the staff there that really fought for me to stay, because I was an intern and they weren't going to let me stay. And then after some back and forth, they said, yeah, you can stay. And I was so happy that day. So it was amazing. Everyone was. Someone got Dairy Queen for me that day. So
that's so sweet.
It was great.
Yeah. And to have people that, you know, stuck up for and believed in you and wanted you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
I never had that before the summer. So I don't really know what you wanted to come out of this interview, but I want everyone to know that life does get better. You're always growing and things are always changing, even though you can't always see it.
Yeah. There's so much, even when you're in the darkest spots, especially I think so many people have been in the past, you know, year and a half or so.
Yeah.
That, you know, it won't always stay that way. And the only way it will stay that way is if, you know, you believe it won't get better. I think a lot of it also has to do with mindset, you know.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't in a good mental state like I am right now for years and years and years. Like, I'm talking since I was 7, 8 years old. So I didn't really understand what people meant that life gets better until I woke up one day recently and thought, wow, I'm actually happy. And it was a super real feeling. So, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it just clicks, and I'm glad it did.
Yeah, it does. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and words. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Any exciting plans the rest of your day?
I need to get packed because I'm going on a little mini vacation.
Oh, that's so lovely. Do enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time and your words. I'm really glad we can make this work.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Likewise.
So,
Do enjoy the rest of your day and your packing, but I'll talk to you later.
All right. Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Ciao. Special thanks to Caroline, Recider, Lacey, and everyone who submitted a response for making this episode possible. Intro music provided by Wayfie. That's WAYFIE. And accompanying tracks by Lowboil. That's LOBOIL. Who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. Be sure to come by our Twitch stream every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday for more Blonde Radio content brought to you live. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.